All right, let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with our very special guest. We have Brigadier General Mike Eastman, who's joining us right now, the Executive Director, Onward Ops. And we also have Andrea McCarron, who is joining us. She's the President of PenFed Foundation. Good morning to both of you. Let's begin with Brigadier General Eastman. Thanks for your service, by the way. There's a lot of need for mentors to help these veterans transition to civilian life. How big of a need is it?
So every year, approximately 200,000 men and women leave the military service after they have completed their tour of duty and go back to civilian life as veterans. And we are our program occupies a space where we try and help them through that process. And one of the core components of how we do that is connecting them to mentors from their destination community. It's just so important to have a human connection, to have a friendly voice, to have someone that can answer kitchen table questions that help set the conditions for a positive outcome as they rejoin these communities across the country.
Now, this program has the title Onward Ops. I love it. How can service members become a part of it?
So Onward Ops is, you can join it either through the web itself or at any of the installations where we're currently conducting enrollment. We'll be opening at Fort Carson in the not-too-distant future as well. And it's really sign up. We would encourage you to sign up 12 months before your last day in uniform so we can build in the time to help you plan for success. Then we're going to take them through a short process to determine their goals, their ambitions, and their needs. Then we're going to, as we build out a plan for how they're going to, achieve this potential that they all have, we're going to connect them to trusted resources, and we're going to connect them to a mentor that can guide them along the way.
Andrea McCarron is joining us right now. I recognized this name. She was an ABC News correspondent as well as NBC News, covered the White House. I mean, two pretty big gigs there. And you also are nationally recognized advocate for veterans and military families. This is obviously something near and dear to your heart.
Yes, thank you. I'm very passionate about veteran advocacy because consider how much not just the service member but their entire family has done in a life of service and sacrifice. And I could not be more excited as the president of the PenFed Foundation to partner with Onward Ops. We are trying to be proactive by helping empower veterans during the transition from military service to success as community leaders. It's a win-win for everyone involved, including communities across the country. And we firmly believe that in Springs and across the state, there are wonderful prospective mentors who could be game changers.
Yeah, no question. And when you look at this, the mentors themselves, do they have to be military or can they just be civilian?
That's such a great question. They can be from any background. Doesn't need to be a veteran. I mean, think about your career in journalism. I'm sure you've had mentors along the way. And it's just something, just grabbing a cup of coffee. Think about moves in the military or in any different career. It's tough when you land in a new town. You need to figure out housing, maybe schools for your children, health care, all of those things. But having a hometown mentor has anecdotally proven to be extremely successful.
So what would you say to those who are listening right now who think that they might have a spot in their heart to do a service like this to our military friends in the community? What should they know about the process?
We would love to have them join the team. It's not as onerous as perhaps sometimes people worry. It really comes down to we have a training curriculum that we'll provide. We have a great support from our partners within the Onward Ops program as well as from the VA. And we are there as a backstop. So what does it mean for the mentor? The mentor can expect a phone call a week, perhaps. They might want to meet up for coffee when the new veteran comes into their hometown. But it's not too terribly time-consuming. It's really all about, if I'm stationed in another part of the country and I'm moving to a town in Colorado, and I don't know anyone there, how do I answer questions about housing and schooling and jobs from where I'm at? The answer is I can't. But if I have one person at least that I can reach out to and get good quality answers to those things, it sets me up for success and it reduces a lot of the stress on me and my family as I go through this process.
Final question.
Who doesn't want to make a profound difference in the life of someone else? I mean, we all want a purpose. We all want a mission. You all have this incredible platform to inform and educate the public. What a wonderful opportunity to give back. I truly believe in the inherent goodness of Americans. Having veterans succeed in our communities with their tenacity, resilience, work ethic, that's great for all of us and all of our communities.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Finally, as the mentors themselves, and the short answers here because we're up against the clock, but the mentors themselves, are they put into like a database and then they're paired up with the need as it comes, you know, to Colorado Springs?
Yes, we'll put them through the training process, and once they have completed that training, we will match them to service members that are destined for the communities in which the mentors live.
Oh, I love it. Thank you both. Where can we get more information on both the organization as well as how to get this process started?
Well, thank you so much for your interest in this. PenFedFoundation.org. P-E-N-F-E-D Foundation.org. Whether you're interested in becoming a mentor or whether you're a transitioning service member who wants to have a successful transition to civilian life.
Excellent. Thank you, both of you. We appreciate it so much, and you're always welcome back on the show anytime you want. Don't be a stranger. We appreciate the time.
We appreciate you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you.